We shall overcome.
Lord, Lord, stop the carnival.
Let the people see the fun.
Lord, Lord, stop the carnival.
See how the country's being run.
Lord, Lord, stop the carnival.
I said, please, Lord, stop that carnival.
Lord, Lord, stop the carnival.
I said, please, Lord, stop my carnival.
Lord, Lord, stop the carnival.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and that's Harry Belafonte. No, he doesn't have a birthday or anything today, but on this day in history, November the 20th, he played a significant part. On this day, not on this day in history, but a significant part for a man who was born this day in history. Dick Smothers was born on this day in 1939. They had a TV show called The Smothers Brothers. The Smothers Brothers were two very funny men, satirists, who had a TV show. And in the late 60s, they were put upon by the by ABC and their national censors. Harry Belafonte sang this song when they were doing the Democratic National Convention, showing scenes of disarray, singing to satirize the lack of democracy in America. ABC didn't like that. They didn't like it when he put on Pete Seeger. They wanted to ban that. They didn't like it when they put on the anti-Vietnam War conversations on their program on a comedy. So they banned them from the network. And sometime later this week, we'll put the Smothers Brothers up on our website in our last great interview with them. That happened on and Dick Smothers was born on this day in 1939. Also this day in history, 1789, New Jersey becomes the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights. And on this day in 1820, an 80-ton sperm whale attacks the Essex. Now, this is a whaling ship from Nantucket, 2,000 miles from the western coast of South America. And this was the inspiration for Herman Melville's 1851 novel, Moby Dick. Whales, the intelligent creatures they are, never have like people sticking harpoons in them. And that's just a story from the past. On this day in 1865, in Charleston, South Carolina, 52 newly freed black men met in a church in South Carolina, Zion Church in Charleston, to battle the black codes. Right after the Civil War, many southern state legislatures reconstituted themselves and put together these black codes, limiting the rights of newly freed men. So what they did was stand up and say, this can't happen. Let me just read you a little of what their statement was. This was in 1865. To remember that fight for liberty goes on in America all the time. We feel that the justness of our cause is sufficient apology for our course of action. Herefore, too, we have had no avenues open to our children or us. We have had no firesides that we could call our own. None of those incentives to work for the development of our minds and the aggrandizement of our race in common with other people. The measures we have been adopted for the development of white men's children have been denied to us and ours. The laws which have made white men great have degraded us because we were colored, because we were reduced to chattel slavery. But now we are free men. Now we have been lifted up by the providence of God to a manhood. We have resolved to come forward and, like men, speak and act for ourselves. We fully recognize the truth of the maxim, God helps those who help themselves. In making this appeal to you, talking to white people in America and South Carolina, we adopt the language of the Immortal Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the right of all, that taxation and representation should go together, that governments are to protect, not to destroy, the rights of mankind, that the Constitution of the United States was formed to establish justice, to promote general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for all people of this country. The resistance to tyrants is obedience to God's law, our American principles and maxims, and together they form the constructive elements of American government. We think we fully comprehend duly appreciate the principles of measures which compose this platform. We have come together in battle array to assume boastful attitude and to talk loudly of high-sounding principles or unmeaning platforms. We do not do that, I should say. Nor do we pretend to do any man any harm, but end poverty and weakness. And although we feel keenly our wrongs, we come together, we trust, in a spirit of meekness and patriotic good for all the people of this country. So these are people who stood up to fight for their rights then, in 1865, demanding freedom, and got it. People have to stand up for what they believe in, and we'll have the entire statement on our website for people to read and see and understand what happened in our past and how it fits into our future. On this day in 1910, the Mexican Revolution began. Francisco Madero issued his proclamation to overthrow Porfirio Diaz. On this day in 1945, the Nuremberg trials began. Trials against 24 Nazi war criminals start at the Palace of Justice in Nuremberg. In 1962, on this day, the Cuban Missile Crisis ends, and the Soviet Union will move missiles from Cuba, and Kennedy ends the quarantine against Cuba. Of course, that quarantine has been going on and needs to end now. This, in 1969, the Plain Dealer publishes explicit photographs of the dead villagers from My Lai massacre in Vietnam. We talked about this last week on the anniversary of that publication of that document, when Lieutenant William Calley led American troops that butchered, killed, and tortured hundreds of Vietnamese civilians. But we also want to remember on a day when we think about the My Lai, men like Hugh Thompson, men like Glenn Andriotta and Lawrence Colburn, who were men who stopped that in their helicopter, stopped their own fellow Americans, threatening to shoot their own soldiers if they didn't stop the massacre. Those are the people that we remember on this day who stood up for freedom and democracy. On this day in 1969, Native American activists seized control of Alcatraz Island, and before being ousted on June 11, 1971. It was part of the beginnings of the American Indian Movement. We'll play a little short clip now from John Trudell as he stood on the Fisherman's Wharf to tell America why Native people were taking over Alcatraz.
About that, if we're free, we want the right to make our own decisions. We don't want the Great White Father image anymore looking down on us, making the decision for us. And this, Mr. Robertson or President Nixon came out with this proposal that he gave to Congress, the 9-step plan. And he talks in there about ending paternalism. He created that. He didn't end any paternalism with that bill.
Well, Mr. Trudell, President Nixon says that he feels particularly close to Indians because his football coach, who was also his first campaign manager, is an Indian. Do you think he is particularly close to the Indians?
I think Mr. Nixon's probably particularly close to Mr. Nixon.
That was John Trudell, still with us and still one of our great poets and thinkers and performers in this country. This is a day that Egyptian, in 1977, that Anwar Sadat, Egyptian prime minister, was the first Arab leader to officially visit Israel. This is the day in 1985 that Microsoft Windows 1.0 was released in 1985. And in 1989, the Velvet Revolution began in Czechoslovakia. 200,000 people, then 500,000 people, then 1 million people took the streets of Prague. This is the day that in 2008, after the U.S. financial system started collapsing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell to its lowest level since 1997. And this is also kind of infamy, because they're infamy in some ways, that that our government decided to back them up instead of the American people. This is the day in 1889 that Edwin Hubble was born, a great American astronomer. This was the day that Nadine Gordimer, South African author, Nobel Prize laureate, was born in 1908. This is the day that Robert F. Kennedy was born in 1925. This was the day in 1942 that Joe Biden was born, now our vice president. The day in 1946 that Dwayne Allman was born. We'll hear little Allman Brothers here during the course of our show today. This was the day that Mike D was born in 1965, American rapper and drummer with the Beastie Boys. This is the day that in 1970 that Fife Dog was born, and we will hear stuff from a tribe called Quest. This is the day that the Olympian gymnast Dominique Dawes was born in 1976. Leo Tolstoy died on this day in 1910, as did in 1936 Buenaventura Durruti, one of the great Spanish revolutionaries who, from the age 14 until he died in 1936 in the Spanish Revolution, fought for the rights of his people and the people of the world. This is the day in 2005, one of my favorite poets, the Persian poet, the Iranian poet, Manusher Attashi, passed away in 2005. And that was this day in history, November the 20th. We'll take a very brief break. Come right back with Bill Ayers, Public Enemy, Confessions of an American Dissident.
Them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straightway. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straightway. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again.